Good morning from the newsroom of the Financial Times. Today is Wednesday, July 24th, and this is your FT News Briefing. The U.S. Department of Justice has announced a broad investigation into whether tech companies are harming consumers, and Washington plans to reignite trade talks with Beijing. Plus, user numbers grow at Snapchat after a rocky 2018, and the shared office space provider WeWork could go to the stock market as early as September. But first, we take a look at a new era in British politics. I'm Mark Filippino, and here's the news you need to start your day. Boris Johnson has been crowned the leader of the Conservative Party. He's set to become the UK's next prime minister, replacing Theresa May. Mr. Johnson took the stage in Westminster on Tuesday to remind fellow MPs and Tory activists of his campaign mantra.
Deliver Brexit, unite the country, and defeat Jeremy Corbyn. And that is what we're going to do.
Mr. Johnson beat Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt by an almost 2-to-1 margin. His roughly 92,000 votes well outpaced Mr. Hunt's 46,500. Theresa May will make a farewell speech at 10 Downing Street today before tendering her resignation to the Queen. The next prime minister is expected to start forming the new government immediately thereafter. The U.S. Department of Justice has said it will look into the market power of big tech. On Tuesday, the DOJ announced a broad investigation into leading online platforms. It didn't name names, but the agency used the language suggesting that Google, Facebook, and Amazon will be at the center of the review. The department says it will look into whether platforms were 1) engaging in practices that have reduced competition, 2) stifling innovation, and 3) harming customers. In June, U.S. antitrust enforcers carved up jurisdiction for investigating technology companies. Under that agreement, the DOJ would look at Google and Apple, while the Federal Trade Commission would examine Facebook and Amazon. This means that some of the biggest tech companies could be investigated by both agencies at the same time. Shares in some of the tech companies were down in after-hours trading. Amazon's stock slipped 1.1%, and Facebook shares fell 1.8%. The U.S. is trying to pick up trade talks with China through a face-to-face meeting.
It looks like there will be a trip to China.
That's National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow speaking to reporters in the White House driveway on a rainy Tuesday. The American delegation to China is expected to be led by U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. The officials will look to resolve the trade dispute between the two countries that started last summer.
Going over there is a very good sign. But I will say what Ambassador Lighthizer has emphasized, and that is we want to go back to where we were in early May when we had been moving very nicely, perhaps only 10% left to be negotiated, that sort of thing.
But that 10% turned out to make all the difference. Talks collapsed in May, which led U.S. President Donald Trump to raise tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. Things got worse when the president threatened to slap 25% levies on an additional $300 billion worth of products. That would have put tariffs on all Chinese imports. Plus, Washington moved to place Chinese telecoms equipment company Huawei on an export blacklist. But Mr. Trump and China's President Xi Jinping struck a truce at the G20 summit last month. They refrained from putting further tariffs on each other's exports, setting the stage for more talks. And the White House has indicated that it's willing to ease the Huawei ban in certain circumstances. Reaching a final trade agreement could still take a long time. And although equity markets have been buoyant recently, the U.S.-China trade war still weighs on the global economy. In fact, on Tuesday, the International Monetary Fund lowered its estimate for global GDP growth this year. It said the trade dispute was one of the factors. The parent company of the messaging app Snapchat is on its way to rebounding from an ugly 2018. On Tuesday, Snap said that its revenues jumped 48% to $388 million in the second quarter of this year. That's well above the $358 million analysts had expected. Plus, daily active user growth regained momentum. The company added 13 million users to reach a record total of 203 million. Shares in Snap rose more than 7% to $15.93 each in after-hours trading. Compare that to the end of last year, when the stock hit an all-time low of $4.82. Snap is not yet profitable, and in the second quarter, it posted a net loss of $255 million. And WeWork could be trying to take advantage of the strong stock market. Sources told the FT on Tuesday that the shared office space provider is aiming to publicly list its shares as early as September. WeWork, which is valued at $47 billion, is still loss-making. The company filed paperwork for an IPO with U.S. securities regulators late last year. The sources told the FT on Tuesday that WeWork could still make those plans public as early as next month. But the timing of WeWork's listing could still slip. Investors and advisors had expected the company to wait until later this year or early 2020. You can read more on all of these stories at FT.com. Today, we'll be following events in Washington. Robert Mueller is due to testify about his near two-year investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. And it will be a big day for earnings. Deutsche Bank, Boeing, Facebook, and Tesla are all set to report. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. Make sure you check back tomorrow for the latest business news.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.